now to this 60-year-old missing person mystery. It was the 19th of April, 1956, that Navy frogman Lionel Crabb vanished during a mission to spy on a Russian warship visiting Portsmouth. His fate is still top secret, but an interesting new theory has surfaced. Dominic Blake investigates.
The official files on this story are being kept secret for 100 years, but we do have some facts. We know that the mission wasn't official, it went badly wrong, Crabb didn't return, and it was all over the papers. The Prime Minister of the day was furious, and it ended up with the head of MI6 losing his job. But then the plot thickened. In 1963, the British found out from a defector that the Russians had actually been tipped off about Crabb's mission. The rest is mostly speculation. One theory is that Commander Crabb was a double agent and actually boarded the Soviet warship to start a new life in Russia. But we're also now hearing more about his best friend, Maitland Pendock. Now, Pendock was a shadowy figure who claimed to be a furniture salesman, but his family suspect that he was actually another double agent who faked his own death before joining Commander Crabb in Moscow.
The visiting premier inspects the guard of honour.
Pendock was married to a lady called Helen Andrew, and I've been speaking to her Canadian grandson, Kit Andrew, at the Sallyport Hotel in Old Portsmouth, where Commander Crabb spent his final night. We were shown around by the hotel's new owner, Mark Smith, before Kit Andrew told me the story of the mysterious Mr. Pendock.
This was room 20, and this is the room where we believe Buster Crabb spent his last night. This is the window as we look out the front here, where you have the Spinnaker Tower in the distance and HMS Warrior, but that actually leads onto South Railway Jetty, where the Russian warship was docked.
Kit, what does it feel like to be here?
It's an overwhelming experience to stand in this room after, I don't know, 35, 40 years of listening to my grandmother talk about Crabby and Maitland and this incredible story. Overwhelming feeling.
And this was certainly the last night that he spent in England. Whether or not it was his last night on Earth is debatable, of course, but a great piece of history.
Really incredible.
And Kit, he didn't have his sword stick with him, though, at the time. Just explain why.
No, he'd left his sword stick with my grandfather, Maitland Pendock, at the time when he made his last trip to Portsmouth. My theory is that Crabb defected to Russia, and that my grandfather followed along just over a couple of years later due to pressures from the Secret Service about his involvement or knowledge of Crabb's whereabouts.
The official records would show that Maitland Pendock died in Ireland, but your family has a different story.
As a young man, I remember often listening to my elderly grandmother go on about the fact that Maitland was never in the box and start to open up in her later life about what had actually happened to him in August of 1958. Very interesting story.
And in a nutshell, they went on this mysterious camping trip to Ireland. The whole family went to a hospital where they said goodbye. The family were told to go and keep busy for a couple of hours. And when they came back, they were told that Maitland had passed away and that no one was ever to discuss it again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very strange circumstances. And my grandmother at the time, very cool, getting the news that her husband, who she adored, had left them. But she was very cool and calculated about it and hurried off back to put an empty box in the ground.
The plot thickens, the mystery deepens. The story of Maitland Pendock and that of Buster Crabb, who disappeared on the 19th of April 1956 during that mission to spy on a Russian warship.